ABC News.
I think incredulous and dumbfounded comes to mind if one thinks about it today, but it's been such a long build-up that it's almost become a way of life. However, when they announced a couple of weeks ago that we really would be likely to face day zero, I think panic set in and realization set in, and everybody started clambering for the necessities. So yeah, it's been a little bit of a strange situation, I suppose, over the last few months as everything steadily got worse and worse and the realization started hitting in. I think also the feelings of nervousness and tension and apprehension is not necessarily tethered to the fact of day zero and actually going to the tap and having no water. It's more around the entire system. It's the health hazards and the societal desperation, whether the sewage systems are going to work. And if the sewage system doesn't work, how do people go to work because they can't relieve themselves? Therefore, will the shops work? Will the shopping centres be open? Will we be able to buy groceries, go to the bank? Those are all just such big unknowns. I think in the households, we can all try to protect ourselves and do what we can to get ready for ourselves. But how is the city going to function? How is society going to function? Is Cape Town going to grind to a halt and become an unlivable place? It's all just, it's such a weird mental space to contemplate.
And a space that most of us can only just imagine. But day to day, as you face this prospect, how do you manage? You have children, you have a house to run, and I assume you go about your daily business as we all do. How are you managing on a day to day basis?
I think people are stockpiling water that they buy from the shops. And we're putting in, there's a mad scramble for what we call JoJo tanks. I'm not sure if they're called the same in Australia, but big 5,000 or 10,000 litre tanks connected to pipes off the roof or into boreholes in the ground. And then slowly over time, as families and households have become aware of the water crisis at different points in time, I think our family has been very aware of it for a long time. So we've been putting measures in place for quite a while. So like I say, it hasn't been a shock. We've done things like put in flow restrictors into our taps so that instead of using 10 litres a minute in the flow rate, we're now using 2 litres a minute. So your shower is, instead of it consuming 20 litres, you're now left with a bucket of 5 litres. And you use that to flush the toilet. And with toddlers in the house, you've got to be very careful that all the buckets have lids, because obviously there's the danger of drowning, which is also an awful side effect of the situation in some households. We launder our linen much less often, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks instead of weekly. Those have all been easy changes. Turning the shower off when you soap up, capturing the water by standing in a bucket, as I say, using it to flush the toilets. Those have all been okay. The bigger changes, the more drastic changes have happened in the last few weeks with the greater water restrictions, because we're down now to 200 litres a day for a household. And when I realised that my washing machine was consuming 120 litres per load of washing, I had to do something drastic. And so we bought bins, and the water gets drained into one bin for the wash cycle and another bin for the rinse cycle. And we use that to repeat for a few loads. So your washing's obviously going through dirtier and dirtier water each time, but still somehow the clothes come out clean and smelling fresh. The kids eat in their nappies. We don't eat in clothes because it's too messy.
Sorry, Lauren, I was going to say, what about overnight? I gather that there was some rainfall overnight. How did that feel?
It's absolutely amazing. You lie in bed and you hear it, and you sort of turn over and you wake up your husband and you go, oh my God, it's raining. And then you realize that that scenario is playing out in every single household, you know, with 4 million people around the city. Everybody's doing a little rain dance, possibly running out into the streets and having a little celebration. I know a lot of people took their cars out of their garage and started washing them because we can't wash our cars at the moment. And just the photos on Facebook that came through this morning of everybody's buckets lined up on their porches and patios, having caught every manner of drip they could possibly find. But Sandy, it was disappointing because originally about a week ago, the forecast was, I'm not sure if I'm 100% correct, but it was for a lot of rain. hours and hours of steady, solid rain, and we really didn't get that much. So we're just hoping that it hit the catchment areas into the dams more than it hit our buckets.
Indeed. I see that day zero, as you call it, when the taps are supposed to run dry, is now May 11. What will that mean for a resident like you?
You know, Sandy, for us, we're privileged. There's no doubt about it. We have a borehole, we've got rainwater tanks, and we have the available funds to go and buy water if it's available in the retailers, because that's also another story. But for the people who are less privileged, we will have to stand in queues. We will have to go to, I suspect, they haven't announced it yet, but I suspect it's going to be the local school fields, where we're going to have to carry 25-litre drums to a maximum of 100 litres per person somehow and get it back to our house. If we're lucky, we have a car and you load it into the car. If you're not lucky, goodness knows how the people without transport are going to manage. So that the lower middle income who don't have disposable income to buy water are going to be the hardest hit, because the indigent and the really impoverished people of Cape Town, of whom there are many, they are going to have their taps remain on, mostly because they live under day zero conditions every day of their life. They live in little shanty houses and they have to walk to the closest standpipe and dispense their water into a drum and take it back to their little shack. So their lives will continue meagerly as they are. The wealthy will be able to throw money at the problem. It's the lower middle and the middle classes who are going to be significantly impacted. Usually dual income families, so one family member is going to have to take a large portion of time out of their day to go and queue for water. Yeah, it's really quite scary. We don't know whether schools will remain open, and if they don't, who's going to take care of the kids?
ABC News.